Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
The man who knows it all, Phumlani Madjozi, our resident political analyst, joining me on the line. Phumlani, very good morning, Baba. How are you?
The man who knows it all. Wow. Okay.
Hey, if
thanks,
you...
Thanks for the compliment, yeah. Man, in this very critical time.
if you are part of the Early Breakfast Show, you must understand you get to earn a title and you must live up to it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's great. That's
Phumlani,
great then.
You know, yesterday, a very emotional day. We can't say it was not an emotional day, but... One of the things that for me that I took out was, you know, the previous seven motions of no confidence, President Jacob Zuma and the ANC didn't take them seriously at all. It was just one of those things. But for the first time, I saw the ANC breathing. I saw them running around frantically. I saw them campaigning outside of parliament. I saw them lobbying. I saw them calling in everyone. Everyone to get to parliament on that day. It was not just one of those. Is this then a sign that perhaps they're starting to take things seriously, or is this a sign that the opposition parties in South Africa are gaining ground?
Well, there are two perspectives in it, right? It was a sign for the ANC that they do take it seriously, because it was a bit risky, to be honest with you, when the Speaker of Parliament on Monday said, I'm going to conduct this through the secret ballot, you know. So we all got sort of a bit, you know, I was at work, one guy was telling me that, yo, you know, the way Baleka Mbete has done, she has sort of made me think, you know, a bit positive about her, right? I was hearing even on Radio 702 as well, people calling in and saying, wow, Baleka Mbete, she surprised us all. And people were surprised in, you know, in many cycles. So the ANC got a bit, they sort of noticed that this is a bit risky. So that's why that sort of campaign and running around for those who strongly back Zuma was right over there. But I mean, in one perspective as well, and that is to say, I was telling you, Rafiq, before I spoke to you, that if there's only one thing that that will make the opposition parties, you know, to get even more votes than they did last time, it's Jacob Zuma between now and by 2019. You know, Jacob Zuma is a weapon. Right. He is a weapon,
so,
because his existence in the ANC and his leadership continues to weaken the party, you know.
I don't know. Yesterday, I was watching ENCA, but one of the commentators there said that, you know what, this is in fact opposition parties are in fact happy in to an extent, because imagine they had actually taken out Jacob Zuma. That would have meant that now they were putting someone who can organize, and Jacob Zuma continues to play for the opposition.
Mm, exactly, and you know what? It's been. I was speaking to my executive director at the Free Market Foundation. But we're having sort of a discussion around this before the vote, and we're saying that the main thing, the main thing that opposition parties want, right, is to have at least the best for them, politically speaking, is to have Jacob Zuma in the leadership of the ANC up until 2019, right? But for them, that sort of, it weakens the ANC and it makes their case stronger against the ANC, right, in 2019, that this guy is corrupt. This guy has been involved in huge scandals. This guy has been disobeying our constitution. This guy has been doing this and this and that. And the scandals have been building up over the past 8 years more than 6 years now with President Jacob Zuma as president. So they have a stronger case to the voters against the ANC if Jacob Zuma is there on the leadership. And also, he has a very important information that I found out yesterday. Before the vote, I think it was before 12. And that is, for the opposition parties, especially the DA, this whole thing of beating the drum for Jacob Zuma to be voted out in the no-confidence vote yesterday, it was just all a public show, you know, to show that you are active against the ANC. But internally, you know, internally, they wanted yesterday's motion of no-confidence to fail against Jacob Zuma. So it came out yesterday as an outcome, late yesterday, the vote of no confidence failing. It is what they wanted. So that's what came out. That's what the message I got yesterday, that they wanted this thing to fail. So the outcome that came out yesterday, it is exactly what they wanted, because they know that with Jacob Zuma, you know, things, they are certainly going to build momentum and sort of be able to build a stronger case and get votes out there that they need for them to grow and challenge the ANC in 2019.
If you have just joined us, it is 10 minutes to 5. Good morning to you. We're chatting to our resident political analyst, Phumlani Madjozi, talking to us about the vote of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma that took place yesterday. And talking into that, we're asking you to also be part of the conversation. Very quickly, Phumlani, an SMS coming in here. For many of us, I mean, I make the statement that I think the ANC was talking to the fact that yesterday that the opposition is asking, is pushing for a change of regime, whereas many of us were saying, guys, this is not a, yes, it affects the ANC, but this is not about the ANC. I'm sure that opposition parties were all about that, but what about the individuals that are a part of the ANC or that are still looking or are still considering voting for the ANC in future, saying that it's not about the ANC, it's about President Jacob Zuma? So I made this statement, and Philip coming on the line saying, hi, Abs. How can one be against Jacob Zuma but not against the ANC? The ANC spoke very clearly yesterday. So my question is, why do we fail to listen? Will we continue to believe that the old is still alive and that the ANC does indeed care for the poor? Where do we see the evidence of this? Will we continue to hide behind our prejudice, or will we decide that speaking out for those the ANC has silenced is the right thing to do? That is from Philip.
Look, you know, let me say this thing. It worried me when I heard one of the ministers yesterday calling this it's a coup d'etat. You know, these people, they are trying to the intention is to change the regime. You know, remember, this has always been the ANC's, well, Zuma's argument, his camp, that there are these forces that are trying to overthrow the regime. He called them foreign forces not long time ago, the president himself. So, I mean, for them, it's all political talk, right, to divert the situation, to sort of, I don't know, to delegitimize the argument made by opposition parties, you know, that, no, this is a constitutional process, which is, in fact, it is, right? This thing went through the constitutional court, and the constitutional court said that the Speaker of Parliament can conduct the, you know, the vote using the secret ballot, and she did. She did do that. So the whole thing has been constitutionally followed, right? So to call it a coup d'etat, as these people are saying, yeah, I think it is quite a dangerous statement. We shouldn't have something like that. In terms of, we need to remember that what is happening right now is that, in my view, within the ANC, I don't think that the people who are there, especially, they are calling for, especially within the ANC, for opposition parties, they do want Zuma to be out as well, but also they do want to challenge the, you know, they do want the ANC to be out as well, which is in 2019 when the election comes. But I think most on net balance, I would say that from those, especially within the ANC circle, who are dissatisfied with the whole what is going on, they mainly want Jacob Zuma to be out. It's not about them seeing the ANC being out of power. It's about seeing this guy, you know, who has been abusing his power, believed to be looting the money, believed to be involved in corruption scandals, and the fact that he has cost them, you know, support dearly, you know, when you compare how the ANC has been doing over the past years. So these dynamics are there, you know, and those people who don't, and some people have also, and it's not only within the ANC sort of strong membership as well, but also people who are sort of, I've been tracking this in the media as well, who are believed to be, you know, independent voices or so. Their main issue they have as well is that they believe that if Jacob Zuma could be out, you know, things would be in a sort of, you know, in a positive direction. But for me, I don't think that's the case. I think even so, Zuma would be removed because it's an element of the problem. But a deeper problem will still remain in the ANC in terms of the need to reform itself, given the critical
state that it finds
in right now.
And, yeah. And very quickly, when we talk of the motion of no confidence, as we finish off, Phumlani, in that though, One thing that it certainly has taught us is that I think the statements made by President Jacob Zuma, which I was laughing it off. I thought to myself, if you're not looking at what's coming, my president, or you are in trouble. President Jacob Zuma said that you will never touch the ANC. Even if you don't like it, that's your choice. The ANC will never be defeated. But he fails to understand that the margin was only 21 votes. This is very, very close. I mean, if we talk about the actual margins that we were looking at when Pumlani, 198 to 177, that was close.
Yeah, the difference was 21, yes, exactly. And then apparently about 30 ANC MPs voted for President Zuma to be removed. So, I mean, it was close, you are exactly right. So the president, he really needs to watch out. But I just think that one of the things that we need to think about, Abongile, and the listeners, is that yesterday this was the chance now, you know, to see sort of a serious action within the ANC's, I would say, member of parliament. So because it was a secret ballot, you know, it was a risky moment. It was for them to make a decision. And the fact that Jacob Zuma remained in power, and we are saying that even though it was a secret ballot, I'm like saying, wow, you know. So I mean, we are really in a critical situation. My view is that I think having been reading over the past week or so, I think this Jacob Zuma will be in leadership until 2019. So, but that will be with that, of course, for opposing parties. It's what they want. So
yeah.
it will be in their favor. Yeah.
Pumlani, I hear you loud and clear, Baba. We're going to be chatting soon once again. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Pumlani Majozi, political analyst.